Hold on, I'm going to do something different here. There are a lot of really important stories that are in the economy section of headlines. The tax burden is equal to a 70% rate in this country. It's crushing Americans who are unable to pay it. That's when you factor in all of the different aspects of this pandemic, this worldwide overthrow of the planet that was doing rather well a couple of years ago. Not bad, getting along. Helicopter money and the end of taxes. Now there's one to take a look at. Bankers have apparently an imminent plot. This is a Deborah Tavares piece. Unless your bank statement has certain verbiage on it, the banks have apparently rights to do almost anything with your money, as in take it. Helicopter money and the end of taxes. That, I mentioned that earlier. That kind of ties in with what this video is about. It says, alert, bankers' imminent plot. Danger. Look for that one. Coronavirus lockdown worldwide is going to blow, this is admitted, this is what we know about, at least $28 trillion in damage to the global economy. You think that people are going to make that up? There's no recovering from that. We're being pushed into the new reality, the great reset, the new planet, the new normal. That's where we're going, like it or not. And it's amazing to me there was just no pushback. What have they been using on the masses in this country, whether it's some kind of EMF, RF, and they have frequencies for everything. They can make people docile. They can make them fearful. They can make them happy, sad. That, and then what's in the food? We know they put oxytocin in the food in Europe, in the dairy. And it made the Europeans accept, without fighting back much, all of the invaders from darkest Africa, the most laid in ruins Middle East countries, you name it. And the Europeans didn't fight back. So we're being dumbed down. We're being moved and pushed and lulled into a sense of complete, what's the word? We're just being pushed into a position of not having any kind of initiative anymore. We're submissive. I guess that's the best word, submissive. There's much more. Meanwhile, Elon Musk, with the most overvalued stock maybe in history, his Tesla company is worth more than GM, Ford, and Chrysler put together on paper. How does that work? Crazy. He's just slashed prices on his Model 3 for the second time in a week. Anyhow, the economy is what you want to keep your eye on. This is the great reset. This is where all the blood is going to be spilled, invisible blood. The real blood will be spilled where you'll see it on the nightly news. You're going to see a lot of that, unfortunately. With us this hour is Dr. Eric Carlstrom, back again, professor emeritus of geology, but truly an authority on how the masses are corrupted, intimidated, and controlled. Hello, Eric. Welcome back. Is Eric there? Yeah. I got you now.
I am an American. emeritus professor of geography, albeit physical geography, which is very close to geology, but that's a different subject for discussion. But sure. Yeah, we're in desperate times. I'm so glad you got Catherine Austin Fitz on your show last night. I think she has a very, very accurate fix on what's happening, and you as well. Our best strategy now is to try to get the truth out, I think, to as many people as possible. We are under attack. This is a hostile takeover of humanity, I believe, and it Correct. Is based on fraud, of course, massive fraud, and it will result in genocide. And I think it probably already is resulting in genocide in Right. some of the really poor countries. I just have to read you this letter, this little comment that I found on the YouTube a couple of days ago. I was listening to some beautiful Bulgarian Orthodox hymn music. And here's what one fellow, Zura Yakob, said. Greetings from the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. Pray for us while we bear the genocide. Okay, this was 2 months ago. So I think our news is not going to be covering this. But if you shut down the world economy, as happened in March of this year, 193 countries, all of which are in the UN, were closed on March 11th. And this is an act of warfare against humanity, and obviously staged, obviously long planned. And so we really have to start thinking about, number one, who is the enemy? Number two, what are our assets? How can we respond in a way that we survive? Because what they're doing is they're taking down our Western civilization, Christian civilization, everything, really. And they want to radically reduce our numbers and replace many of us with robots. So, you know, I think if we took a vote on that, most of us would vote against that. But they're doing it. And so we have to figure out, some way to respond intelligently and rapidly. So I didn't yet hear your discussion with. I look forward to hearing your discussion, Jeff, with Catherine Austin Fitz. But did you get into tactics last night?
That was two nights ago, actually. It was Monday night is when it was. Tactics. Yes, she mentioned some tactics. The woman is such a brilliant mind. You can go into an interview with her and spend hours and never even come close to touching all the things you'd want to do. She'd be on regularly, but she's living over in Europe and doesn't fancy getting up at 3 a.m. So we made a very special effort, and we got Todd to enable us to pre-record that interview earlier in the day for her. She just really likes this audience, and we'll try and do that again more often. Tactics, define tactics. Go ahead for us, for our listeners who would like to understand what you're exactly talking about.
Well, you know, back when we had a republic that was a nation of laws and not of men, for years I've been saying, well, okay, somebody snuck in the Federal Reserve Act in 1913. That can be repealed. That gave the control of the American economy to a group of foreign bankers, including, the Rothschilds and the Federal Reserve, et cetera. And then the 1947 National Security Act, which, of course, formed the CIA, also gave them their own private secret army. So that those two laws could have been repealed and we could have Congress printing the money, which is what the intent of the founders was. But now we're in new territory because
it wasn't just the intent of the founders. It is the law, and Congress overrode the law of the land in 1913, Christmas Eve. Outrageous beyond measure. Please, yeah, go on.
Hey. Okay, so now and of course that is the real great contribution of Eustace Mullins to kind of unearth that conspiracy. And it was definitely a conspiracy. Now we're dealing with another conspiracy by the same group. Now, then the question is, okay, qui bono? Who's going to benefit from it? Who's going to rule the post-COVID world when we go back to normal, quote unquote?
Right.
How many people will there be left to be in that world if they How many do they want to reduce us by? I mean, the Georgia Guidestones say, you know, they want to maintain the human population at 500 million, which would mean we have to kill off about 7 billion people. Can you imagine a greater crime in the history of the world? Certainly not in the history of humanity than killing 7 billion people. So these people are obviously, you know, egomaniacs, megalomaniacs, genocidal psychopaths, whatever you want to call them. They have no regard for anybody else. They regard the rest of us as animals. And again, I listened to an interview with Catherine Austin Fitz recently, and she says the model that keeps coming into her brain is our leaders are what they're doing is livestock management. They look upon us as kind of livestock that they're
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. That's how the world global elite looks at the masses. Livestock management, no question about it. Human life means nothing. When people die, there are actually, I'm told, there are actually, let's call it a stock certificate on each person, and the number of people that die, in point of fact, generate income for the global elite. They profit on death. That's one way wars are highly desirable and justified.
Yeah, and not only that, Jeff, but also the gang stalking issue that we've been talking about. I'm pretty sure they have life insurance policies taken out on all the people that they're targeting. And I just wanted to throw this in, since we have talked about this, that it becomes very obvious now to people like me who've studied this and who actually am targeted, that this is a purge, it has been a purge, a pre-revolution, a pre-communist overthrow revolution purge of people who would oppose their plans. And so I would say that now we're all being gang stalked, we're all being gaslighted, we're all being abused in that same with the same kind of methods. So there is a role for survivors like myself who have watched the enemy, for me the enemy, and survived you know, their weapons. So I know something about who they are. And I know something about how they function, and I believe I know what their weapons, their secret weapons are, and I know what their goals are. So in that sense, a tactic from my point of view would be to get savvy real quick, because I know there's a bunch of good old boys in America with guns, you know, who want to pull them out and save the day. And, you know, bless their hearts, I think they're probably going to kill the wrong people. if we don't, you know, they have to get real smart real quick to understand what we're up against, because I appreciate their impulse to step up and protect the nation and other countries. But here, I'll just read you this little, I just put together this big project, which now, of course, is upstaged by this much greater crime even. I was saying that the greatest crime in history was the gang stalking, which is huge. But this is a much greater crime now. So it's almost eclipses the gang stalking. But when I put together a whole series of 74 tracks that try to explain this, basically taking the headlines from my gang stalking mind control cult.com website with over 1,400 posts, when I put together these musical narrations that, you know, this is on my ericcarlstrom.com website if people are interested in getting educated, because this series, and I'm not trying to make a lot of money here, I'm just trying to educate people. This series will help you identify who the enemy is, what their goals are, and what their weapons are. Unless we know who the enemy is, what their goals are, and what their weapons are, we're all going to be just, you know, just fighting each other. So anyway, here's one of the nice little graphics I discovered when I was putting together 17 YouTubes, which are now on my YouTube channel. And this is some, I don't know who made this. It says the U.S. government's depopulation program / purging. And then at the bottom is, it says hunting humans like animals, aka gang stalking, community watch. And in the middle of the poster, there's an image from a movie that was, came out, I think in the 90s or maybe in the early 2000s, Surviving the Game. And this is like the Hunger Games. We're into the Hunger Games. And this is what David Icke has been saying. We're in a Hunger Games society. We have secret armies out there now that have been operating for decades, based, you know, cops program under Clinton and then Bush and then Obama. we have these surveillance role players. They are integrated into, they are called irregular forces in hybrid warfare. And the U.S. military, unfortunately, and intelligence and corporatocracy is backing the bankers. They are not on our side. So we have to know that. We have to know that the military has been stalking people like me. And I'm a, you know, ex-professor. I'm not a criminal. I have no criminal record. And yet they've been trying to, you know, eliminate, destroy me, neutralize me. Soft kill, silent kill, slow kill, no touch torture, the whole nine yards, electronic weapons, neural weapons.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And I'm not the only one. Of course, they've been doing it to millions around the world. And this is, of course, gives them a tremendous advantage because they've already got this standing secret armies functional now. And now that most everybody's walking around with masks on, I'm still being gang stalked, but now most of the people that I, and I'm in Mexico, most of the people who are, you know, pulling these little tricks on me and harassing me and abusing me every day, or at least often, are wearing masks, which makes it all the more unsavory, really, because, you know, it's like you're, these people are just, you know, out and out criminals. And yet they're being paid. They're driving often new vehicles that are, you know, paid for, I don't know, by the Rothschilds or whoever is at the top of this system. There's no lack of money to pull this off. This is what they've been planning to do for ages. This is a long-term plan, which is coming to fruition, which helps us to identify cui bono and who the enemy is, because it's all in, it's in all their documents. It's in the.
They don't even hide it anymore, Eric. They just put it right out there. It's not. They just don't worry. They have no concern.
Well, they do think they've got us, you know, beat. But I personally do believe in God. I know Catherine is also a believer. And, you know, she says, if, and I'm not sure if it's true, she says, if we can't face it, God can't fix it. And I guess the, you know, the corollary is if we can face it, God can fix it. And I don't even know if that's theologically sound. I don't know if there's any scripture to back that up at all. But I think from a tactical point of view, we have to face it. We have to know what weapons we're up against. And again, these neuro weapons, the mind control, the propaganda merged with mind control is huge. And yet most people can't fathom how it works. They can't fathom how the no-touch torture works. And yet that's been going on since the 60s as well. And these are the kinds of things that I explore in my Lifeline project, which is called Lifeline Essential Insights and Healing Music for Illegally Targeted Citizens. And I would argue that we're all illegally targeted citizens now, Jeff. This is an overthrow. It's a takeover of our constitutional republic. It's a takeover. It's a theft of our constitutional rights. It's all based on fraud. It's pathetic. You know, the lies are so blatant that it's demeaning to believe them. And yet so many people are, you know, it's like 9/11. You had to be kind of naive and coward and afraid to even believe the storyline. It was so ridiculous. And the global warming thing, you know, all of these things build on each other. And this massive edifice of lies is what they're doing. And of course, Trump and Biden, the election, this is all a sideshow. For me, all this is a distraction. The issue is
it's already long decided long ago what's going to happen, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. The issue is how do we get our nation back and is it possible? And we have to identify again the people that are really attacking us, and we have to figure out how to respond as best we can. And going back to tactics, I mean, the most obvious thing, have you heard of this gal, Peggy Hall, who's with the Healthy American down in L.A.? She's got a website, The Healthy American, and she's just a real sweetheart. And, you know, her attitude is have a positive mental outlook, and there's got to be a way to fix this, and I'm going to find it. And she's working with lawyers, and she's been confronting county supervisors that they don't have any legal right to mandate masks. And those supervisors that very same day rescinded the order. And she's making a lot of progress. So in terms of tactics,
how interesting. I've heard the name, but I don't know anything about her. I just somebody mentioned it in passing.
Yeah, the website is The Healthy American. I would, you know, I think it's kind of geared towards women. She, you know, she's always talking about issues like homeschooling and things that women would be concerned about. But she's a real smart lady and very positive cheerleader type.
TheHealthyAmerican.org. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. And I would recommend people check that out because, again, in terms of tactics, we're in a war. And you know, the first line of defense for us would be to take off our masks and absolutely shut down the vaccine push.
I pulled up one of her videos. I know. I've seen this woman. I've seen her videos before. I just can't keep all the names straight. She's excellent. This video has been banned already. Video unavailable. Anyway, sure. The Healthy American, I know. Peggy Hall. She's on Facebook.
Yeah, so,
YouTube.
I mean, that's something that we can do, you know. I mean, this is a psychological war. And, you know,
No prisoners.
They're using everything they've got. And so for us to understand a little bit about psychological warfare is a good start. Mm-hmm. And for us not to comply, not to be obedient slaves, which, of course, is what they want, is the next step. And, of course, by, you know, refusing to wear the masks and refusing the vaccine, if 50% of Americans will not comply, they're going to have to go to some other plans, which will give us time to come up with our strategy, because we have to realize we're in a war for the survival of our species. Because what
Correct.
They have in mind is change our DNA and patent us and own us. And
right.
then,
true.
As Catherine says, they want to go direct so that now the new digital money system will be hooked up to surveillance equipment in our bodies. And if we perform as they would like, then we are rewarded with credits and we can, you know, continue to live and eat, etc. But if we're not doing what they like, which would be the case for people like me and you, then obviously they cut us off. And so it is very much like the mark of the beast system described in the Bible, is what Catherine also points out. So she would say this is a spiritual war. General Flynn says it's a war between children of light and children of darkness, people of the lie versus people of truth.
This goes all the way back to Edgar Cayce and Atlantis. If you read the book Edgar Cayce on Atlantis, you'll be shocked at the parallels. Stand by just a minute, Eric. I have to pause. Thank our wonderful sponsors who make this program possible, and we will be right back. One of the most obvious ways to see the beast, the head of the beast, not the ultimate head of the beast, but one of many of the Hydra heads of the beast, is to look at Bill Gates and follow what he says and watch what he does. He's really out there. This guy is right from the dark side all the way. Here's another one from the Gates file. Billy Gates calls on religious leaders to manipulate their parishioners into getting the coronavirus vaccine. They're not going to stop. They're going to keep pushing this. And they'll penalize those who don't get it. It'll be a slow fuse, but it'll eventually explode. And most people who don't get it will find that they can no longer travel. They can't do this. They're going to take privileges away. They'll probably tax them. All those who get a vaccine will get 10% off at the supermarket. I wouldn't be surprised to see a national value-added tax very soon. I think they're going to dump the IRS and put in a 10% VAT, value-added tax, nationally. They'll make just as much money, probably more, and it'll be... Some people make the argument that it'll be more democratic to do it that way. Excuse the use of the term. But, you know, you've got the money, you buy, you're going to pay more tax.
Going back to Catherine, maybe I don't have so many good ideas as she has. You know, she says the situation is very fluid now. She says that what they've done based on this meeting they had in August of last year at Jackson Hole, headed up by Stanley Fischer, who's vice president of the Federal Reserve and also head of the Bank of Israel, so dual American Israeli citizen, a Jew. And this was headed up in August of 2019, this Go Direct plan. And they, this is, according to her, this is kind of a work it out as you go, a fluid situation. In other words, they said, okay, we're going to do this and we're going to just monitor and watch and, you know, use all our weapons and assets, et cetera, to herd and push society in this direction. But
that's right.
They're a little closed right now. They're, you know, things are fluid. So if we have enough brains and motivation and resolve, it's conceivable to me that we could identify these people like Bill Gates and Stanley Fisher and Lawrence Fink, who's head of BlackRock, which is the world's largest asset company out of California, that's, according to Catherine, is running the reset.
Right.
So, you know, there's a handful of people in this cabal, and they tend to be of the same quote-unquote religious persuasion. And
it's true. It's facts are facts, okay? You know, if they were Buddhists or Irishmen, we'd be talking about it the same way. They are
exactly
what they are.
We cannot ignore that piece of the puzzle. And if we start looking at that piece of the puzzle, as I have, we find that its roots go way back and that there's a complexity and importance to that complexity. But maybe, you know, it's a dangerous subject. I mean, I could spend a long time talking about that. But we know that there is this it's a Judeo-Masonic satanic group, with the secret societies, the Rosicrucians, the Masons, et cetera, supporting this cult, which is a satanic
right.
cult. And
right.
They are ushering in Satan's Antichrist kingdom as we speak. And those of us who don't want to live in that kingdom, because there's really no place for us there, had better, you know, step up. I mean, we could just get on our knees and pray to God for help. And of course, the Bible says that, you know, angel of the wheat and the chaff and everything. And I certainly hope that happens and Jesus comes soon. But meanwhile, I think our responsibility is, you know, pray to God, but keep rowing to shore, figure out what's going on and do our very best to preserve our way of life, our communities, our families. And, you know, not least of which is, you know, America is a fabulous piece of real estate. We're very lucky to live here, but obviously the plan is to remove most of the inhabitants presently on American soil and replace them with other groups. And we need to know that. We need to, you know, face these difficult truths. You know, I'm sorry, it's not as fun as watching the Waltons or whatever on TV, but you know. Unless you have an accurate sense of reality, you're psychologically speaking, you're in a state of a psychotic break, right? If you mm-hmm. think reality is one thing and reality is completely different, you're very vulnerable. That means you're out of the picture. You can easily be removed from the picture. And that, I'm afraid, is the situation with most Americans. But that could change. I mean, you know, as things get worse, people are going to, you know, become desperate, I think, more desperate, and they may
sure.
wake up. Time really is of the essence now.
We don't have much time left. They know there's not going to be a pushback for a variety of reasons, and they put their foot down, and it's just it's full speed ahead. Damn the torpedoes, damn the sheep. Not gonna get any pushback from the sheep, so we're just gonna roll over them, and they're doing it. That's what's going on here. It's being fueled and propagated by massive disinformation, misinformation, fear, angst. What is it, 30, 40? I forgot. I have to go look at my own headlines. I can't keep them all straight. Hold on just one second. I've got to find this. I hope it was today. Maybe it was yesterday. Let's see. It has to do with how many middle-class Americans are left. Not many. Here it is. Goodbye, middle class. 50% of all American workers made less than $34,000 last year. You think you can survive on $34,000 if you're a family? Even if you're single? That's why these tiny houses of 300 square feet are they're being built all over the place. You watch. You're going to see them everywhere. They're little tiny hamster cages, and people will be paying a lot for them. They want to have shelter. They want to have a roof over their head, and they're going to do it. Tiny houses. Watch. 400 square feet. That's big. This is what's coming.
You know, and there's a certain idealism behind this, and I'm well aware of it because I used to teach a class called Human Ecology, which is basic environmental issues. And, you know, there's an idealism behind, you know, less footprint of humans, et cetera. But there's so much bogus ideology and bogus facts that have gone into the environmental movement that I actually did a complete flip and went from kind of a environmentalist, quote unquote, to somebody who questioned every plank of their platform. And sure, that's another discussion too. But what they want to do, of course, is move us into these smart cities, which are going to be perfect for the technocracy. Everything is going to be controlled electronically, and everything will be monitored electronically. And then everybody's got to move off of the rural areas, the places where there's actually, you know, I've got the map and we've all seen it. I think it's, they want to move us into these restricted areas and then put most of America off limits to humans, except of course the our administrators, who are these Jews.
That's right.
And well, let me be a little provocative here. If America is so asleep, here is Menachem Begin, former Israeli Prime Minister, 1977 to 1983, mm-hmm. and he was a member of the terrorist Stern Gang, which of course
took
Palestine
bad.
And killed.
Oh, he was bad. He's a killer. Bad.
This was said back in 1946. This is typical, actually, language if you start to read amongst the tribe here. Our race is the master race. We are divine gods on this planet. We are as different from the inferior races as they are from insects. Mm-hmm. In fact, mm-hmm. compared to mm-hmm. Other races are beasts and animals, cattle at best. Other races are considered as human excrement. Our destiny is to rule over the inferior races. Our earthly kingdom will be ruled by our leader with a rod of iron. The masses will lick our feet and serve us as slaves. Now, that theme, of course, runs through so much of the Jewish Talmud and the Zohar and their sacred scriptures. And it's repeated by so many rabbis that you can't fail to comprehend that is the position of the entire Jewish cult or tribe. And they're very close now to achieving this long sought goal. And, you know, Napoleon said, hey, it would be a disgrace to be ruled by such a despicable people. You know, all they're good for is, you know, selling old clothes to each other. I've got that quote somewhere too, but, you know, it really, we're facing,
you know,
total disgrace.
Eric, let me add one thing. All you have to do, all anyone has to do, honestly, is read the quotations from the tribe. Just read their own words. You don't have to sit back and think dark thoughts about anybody. Just read their own statements and add two and two and two and two. Just add it together. If you don't want to do twos, do ones. Connect the dots. It's all right there. They're not hiding it anymore.
Oh, they don't hide it. They never have. And that's what's so compelling. You know, I've got compendiums of these quotes that I've put in on my website. And you know, I get quotes from the 18th century, the 19th century, the 20th century, the 14th century, the 15th century. And it's the same theme all the way through.
They don't change the melody. It's the same. They change some of the words, but the melody is the same.
Yeah, yeah. And it is a determination on the part of this group. Let me just say a little bit. I don't know if you've read anything of this fellow, Oliver P. Revelo. He was a classics professor at the University of Illinois, wrote a book called The Jewish Strategy. And he's very, very high-credentialed academically, great scholar, knew lots and lots of ancient languages. He says, for all practical purposes, the Jewish race is today, as Josephus boasted it was in his time, that's the time of Christ, a unit. And it is somehow very ably directed in its predatory operations against other races. The great mass of Jews seem to be, almost without exception, under the tight control and discipline of their fairly numerous leaders, who could in turn be equally subject to the orders of a supreme and secret directorate, which plans and directs a conscious strategy as set forth in the famous protocols. The racial solidarity of the Jews, furthermore, includes such complete subordination of the individual to the race whenever the welfare of the race is concerned, that it suggests an hyperbolic comparison with the social organization of certain insects, especially some species of ants and bees, in which the individual is virtually a tentacle of a large organization. And it also reminds me of Roderick Seidenberg's, a Jew, of course, his hope expressed in his Post-Historic Man and the Anatomy of the Future, 1950 book, that all human species, except the administrators, of course, the Jews, can be reduced to a mindless automata that operate by reflexes without thought or consciousness, like cockroaches, for example. Well, guess what the Neuralink of our good buddy, what's his name? I can't even think of his name now.
Elon Musk.
That would do it, wouldn't it? Reduce us to a mindless
Eric, he's going to have a field day selling those, they'll finance them. They'll probably give you a free loan to get yours. You can pay it off on time. They're literally raising a generation, the next generation of idiots. And they're going to give them intellect and what they think will be wisdom by connecting them to the cloud with Neuralink. That's the ultimate plan. And so right away you can buy or finance intellectual brilliance, or however they're going to sell it. It'll be an easy sell. But I do predict that this will be very common and a big success. I think this is going to go places. I really do.
Well, tremendous con, isn't it? Because he can enslave all of humanity with that.
Yes, of course. Of course. Absolutely.
This is the famous quote that John F. Kennedy said 10 days before his assassination. I have uncovered a plot to enslave every man, woman, and child in America. And before I leave this high and noble office, I intend to expose that plot. And then
he
10
knew,
days later,
he knew. Jack Kennedy knew. He knew. Somebody told him, he figured it out, or somebody whistle blew and it told him. He was well aware of this plan, which we're seeing right now in its final stages of being deployed against the planet. No question.
I think there is no question. And, you know, for me and for you who've been looking at this for, you know, a long time, trying to sort through all the lies to get to the nuggets of truth, it has all come together. This has been the plan. It has been sequentially rolled out very cleverly, almost as if it was directed by some supernatural intelligence, like, for instance, Satan, and then his minions, were there to carry it out, and have been carrying it out, and are carrying it out. So that helps us define, you know, what we're up against. Okay, so if that's our enemy, then who are we and what tools do we have? I guess prayer and meditation, probably a good idea, to center ourselves amidst this barrage of stimulus, which is mostly bad, mostly abuse and confusion. But at the same time, we have to figure out how to connect with each other, like Peggy Hall's trying to do. So that we can resist and push back, because we outnumber them greatly, and we also have God on our side. You know, it's really true. They've been trying to do this for a long time, and they haven't pulled it off because, you know, Satan, you know, he loses in the end. And but it could be we're condemned. We must go through this to follow the script in Book of Revelation. Right. But I think that we, you know, we can't go down without using every fiber of our intelligence and our strength to resist. And
well, we're
to,
going into digital abject supercomputer slavery is where we're, that's where we're headed. And they're when Musk's Neuralink becomes, it'll be even more simple to install than what we've already seen. They're going to do this, and it'll. I'm telling you, it's. I think it's going to be an enormous success, if success is the right word. They're going to sell a ton of these things.
Yeah, this is called brain-to-computer interface, and it's been around right. for a long time. It's been around since the 40s with another famous Jew, Dr. Norbert Wiener, who is the guy who invented the autocorrelator at MIT, and he was a mathematics genius. And he wrote a book in 1948 called Cybernetics, which is the merger of man and machine. And he wrote a book in 1950 called The Human Use of Human Beings. So that's how long this plan has been.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So this is, we are the Gollum, you see, because, you know, if you go back to John Dee, the magician occultist who was the spy chief and geographer genius who advises the first Queen Elizabeth back in the 1500s, he, of course, he was also into theurgy. He was summoning good angels, right? Good angels. Yeah, well, maybe not so good. But he also went to Prague, Czechoslovakia to meet Rabbi Lowe, and Rabbi Lowe was very interested in creating the Gollum. And the Jews and Satan are very jealous that God can create life, but, you know, so they want to get in on that action. And this then became the basis of the story of Frankenstein. The Frankenstein's monster is created by other humans. And so we would become the Gollum in this scenario. We would be transhumanized into their property and puppets.
Yep.
I say no. I say it's not possible. I won't entertain the possibility they're going to win. I entertain the possibility they're going down in flames, Jeff. And that's everything I do between now and the time I die is going to be towards that end. Because I don't think that's acceptable. It's not acceptable to God.
It's not acceptable if we're going to continue to have a planet that has a so-called sentient species on it. This sentient species, the plan is to make us second fiddle immediately. AI will run the planet, we'll be the servants, and we may even slip down another notch below that. That's the plan. And it's, as Eric said, it's been around for a long, long time. There's nothing new here.
Yeah, Ray Kurzweil, of course, another Jew, has been talking about the singularity since the 60s. When computers
Correct.
Are smarter than
Correct.
Humans. And,
sure.
And then, you know, there are a couple possibilities. One, if we're lucky, they will look at us as pets, or they might look at us as food. He's been saying that for a long time.
That's not a joke. That's not a joke. The Aztecs did it. Protein is protein. And you got a lot of protein walking around on this planet, so don't be surprised.
Well, that's the story of Soylent Green, isn't it? I mean,
sure
Soylent Green have all these automata people. It's a nightmare vision. It's another dystopian vision like 1984, only it's even more grim because people are eating each other in these little cakes, you know. So let's not go there. let's stop the Honorable Elon Musk and the Honorable Ray Kurzweil and the Honorable Bill Gates, all of the tribe. let's take them down completely. Let's purge them. Let's put them in the FEMA camps. You know, if we have some good old boys in America with some smarts, they can figure this out. We can figure this out, you know.
We're not going to go quietly.
No,
right?
We're not going to
no
be
way.
Their slaves. We're not going to tolerate that idea. And yet, in so many of their statements, their arrogance, their racial supremacy attitude is striking. And of course, they're now going after white supremacists. You know, from the FBI over to DHS, all of our institutions have been co-opted by these fiends. You know. And So we have this guy Wolf and the DHS saying the number one threat is white supremacists. Well, that's classic projection, isn't it? Because they always do the satanic reversal. They always accuse.
I don't know any
of
white supremacists. I mean, this is a classic reversal, total projected reversal of reality.
Once you start seeing the pattern, you see the lies. Yeah. You know, like Bobby Fischer, the 11th Grand Master, said, you know, the Jew lives by lies and dies by the truth. So if we spread the truth, we've got them, you know, because they cannot. It's like the sunlight will just make them shrivel up like the witch in the wicked, wicked West in Wizard of Oz. It's like a splash of water on them. They'll just kind of shrivel up. All you have to do is expose the lies, which are legion, so that's what I've done in my websites. And that's what, of course, you're doing with your tremendous show over the years, which is really a tremendous, contribution.
Thank you.
Without the, we can't, I remember as kids, Jeff, maybe you remember, just little schoolboys, we'd, taunt each other with this and that and the other. And sometimes we'd say, you can't fight your way out of a wet paper bag, And I think about that image sometimes. I think, it's like the lies that cover us all is like a wet paper bag.
Well said. That's a very good way to look at it. The lie of the wet paper bag. Interesting. Very good. Eric, thank you for being here and sharing all of that. Facts are facts, and they are what they are. They'd like us not to believe it, but as long as we have a chance of knowing reality, we have a chance. Thank you for everything you've done. It's more than appreciated. All right. You be safe. Be well.
You too, Jeff. Good night.
Thanks, Eric. Okay. Dr. Eric Carlstrom. All right. Hang on. Back to wrap it up another Friday already tomorrow night. See you then.